You don't just want financial advice. You want to build skills, discover tips, hacks, and strategies to master your finances in easy, bite-sized pieces. This is 30 Minute Money. And here's your host, certified financial planner, Steve Wershing.
There's still time to save money for last year, but should you go traditional or should you go Roth? Hi, I'm Steve Wershing, and welcome back to 30 Minute Money. Most opportunities to reduce your taxes or put money away on a tax-deferred basis, tax-preferred basis, expire on December 31st, but one notable exception is the Individual Retirement Account, or IRA. The opportunity to put money into an IRA lasts all the way until filing date, April 15th. But if you want to save money, if you want to put more money away for your retirement for last tax year, you still have a choice to make. And that is, should you go to a traditional IRA or should you go to a Roth IRA? Well, the basic decision, the basic criteria for making that decision about which kind of account to choose, it really depends on whether or not you think you will be in a higher tax bracket later or in a lower tax bracket. Let's go through the two different accounts and see which one might be the better idea for you. The traditional IRA, the one that we've had around for a long time, is a retirement account, an individual retirement account, as the name would imply. You can put up to $6,000 per year into it, and you can take a deduction for that. So it's essentially going to be pre-tax, just like your 401k might be. There are a bunch of rules around that, but the general rule of thumb is it's deductible unless you participate in a retirement plan at work, in which case you can deduct it if you make up to $68,000 if you're an individual filer, or up to $109,000 if you are married filing jointly. The traditional IRA makes the most sense if you believe you are in a higher tax bracket now than you will be later, because when you put money into it and you save taxes on it now, we assume that you're going to be saving taxes that would be charged to you at a higher rate than they would be charged to you if you took it out later. Now, you might think that put money away, have it grow tax-free all of those years, and then take it out later, that it would be better to take the deduction now than it would be later. But in reality, if you take a deduction now and then it gets taxed later along with the growth, or if you don't take a deduction now and it's not taxed later, including the growth, it actually works out to be equal both ways if you assume that you are in the same tax bracket. So if you want to think about doing an individual, that makes the most sense if you are in a higher bracket now, so you'd save more on taxes now than a lower tax bracket later. The other kind of IRA is a Roth IRA. The Roth IRA, you can put money into a Roth IRA as long as you make below $125,000 for a single filer or $198,000 for people who are married filing jointly. Above those amounts, there is a phase out. So it's not that you can't put any money into those accounts, but how much you can put in declines and declines until it eventually goes away. Now, with a Roth IRA, you do not get a deduction up front, so you get taxed on that money. It's after-tax dollars that are going into that account, but just like a regular IRA, it does not get taxed all the way through the rest of your career, and it grows and grows, and that growth is not taxed. And when you pull the money out in retirement, it's tax-free. So you have to pay tax on the money now, but you never have to pay tax once you get into retirement and start pulling out. The Roth IRA makes the most sense if you believe that you are in a relatively lower bracket now than you will be later.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick offer for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. Don't you hate it when you see an interesting headline and click to read the article, only to find that you can only get the first couple sentences, and then you have to pay to subscribe? The problem is that you may be interested in lots of articles across lots of publications, and subscribing to all of them just wouldn't make any sense. If you'd like to get access to a collection of articles on money and lifestyle, I have an invitation. I subscribe to a service that gives me access to dozens of publications, and I'd like to share that with you. Each week, I handpick a small collection of articles and send them out to my friends on Friday. It includes articles from Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Economist, and many more. If any of them interest you, you'll have access to the full article without a subscription and never a paywall. Just sign up for the weekly email and you'll start getting yours right away. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications to get your free subscription. Get access to articles from dozens of the most informative publications totally free. focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications, and you can start getting yours today. Now, back to the show.
For most of my career, we just assumed that, you know, when people retired, they would be in a lower bracket than they were before they retired. But we have reason to question that now. We're not so sure about that. And depending on where you are in your career, there's a big question around that. So, for example, let's say that you're relatively early in your career. If you're relatively young and still building your career, well, you're going to get cost of living raises, you're going to get merit raises, and you'll probably get higher and higher positions through your career, which will bring with it higher and higher salary. So chances are the money that you make now is going to be a whole lot less than the money you would make toward the end of your career. So even if you need less in retirement than you did just before retirement, that still could be a lot higher than it is now if you're relatively earlier in your career. In that case, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement than the tax bracket that you're in now. The other assumption that we make in doing that projection is that tax rates are going to be level. And we can't necessarily assume that that's going to be true. We are actually, it may not feel like it when you look at your return and you see just how much tax you're paying to the government. It may not feel like we're in a low tax environment, but in fact, historically, we are. The tax rates that we pay now have been the case since 2017. That was only about 5 years ago. And they were only a little bit higher back then. But if you go back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, taxes were a lot higher. And in fact, several decades ago, they were much higher. So right now, the top rate is in the high 30s. It doesn't even break 40%. But if you go back 20, 30, 40 years, you will find the top bracket anyway, being, you know, above 40, above 50, above 70, you know, as high as 90%. Now, you're probably not in the highest tax bracket, but in addition to what the actual rates were, there were all kinds of different brackets. So it's really hard to say where you would have been in the 1980s, for example, or in the 1960s, because right now we have seven tax brackets, and back then we had 20 or 30 or 40 tax brackets. But just looking at what the highest tax bracket was, give you some indication of what kind of tax burden people on average had at different times in the past. And the reality is that for most of the time that we had a lot of income tax, which goes back to 1913, the tax rates were a lot higher than they are now. Now, in the last couple of years, we had a lot more government spending than we've had in the past several years. What tax rates are likely to do in response to that is kind of, it's actually information that's beyond the scope of this particular episode. That's something that we handle in other presentations. But suffice it to say that over the past couple of years, we've spent well over $6 trillion that we wouldn't otherwise have spent. And the national debt is now at record levels. And in fact, it's going up exponentially. You know, we went from George Washington to George W. Bush to go from zero to $10 trillion in federal debt. We went from George W. Bush to Donald Trump to go from 10 to 20. And from Donald Trump to Joe Biden, that's a single administration for those of you keeping score, to go from 20 to 30. So the government is going to have to figure out how to pay that back somehow. So in addition to your salary going up and up and up through your career, assuming you do a good job, and things go the way you want them to go, we also are moving into an environment where it's probably going to be pretty likely that your tax rates will be going up as well. All of that points in the direction of not taking a tax deduction now, but putting in after-tax money into something like a Roth IRA, so that when you retire, assuming that you are in fact in a higher tax bracket later, that's a better deal. It's a better deal to pay the tax on it now. Let's say you're in the 10%, 12%, 22%, even 24% bracket. It's probably a better deal now to pay that tax and to save money later when you may very well be in a higher tax bracket. So, and one of the things that I find with in working with clients who are closer to retirement is that they've got too much money stuffed into those tax deferred accounts, that they just put money in traditional IRAs and 401ks and those kinds of things. And we have a problem. We have difficulty managing the tax as it's coming out because we've got everything tucked away in a kind of an account that you're going to have to pay taxes on when you pull it out. So what most of those clients really need and wish that they could go back 10 or 20 years and do is to not put so much money in the tax deferred bucket, but the tax free bucket. And one of the keys to managing taxes later, now for you, this may be far off in the future, but the longer you have the plan, the easier it is. One of the keys to managing taxes once you get into retirement is the balance you have between taxable accounts, tax deferred accounts, and tax free accounts. So even if you're in your 20s or 30s, it makes sense to think about whether you should be putting more money in the tax deferred bucket or into the tax free bucket.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick message for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. More and more people don't want to be told how to manage their finances, but want to know how to do it themselves. If you're one of them, I'd like to tell you about our innovative new approach to financial advice, Field of Vision Financial Planning. It's a combination coaching program and financial planning service. Each month, you'll get an exercise to help you develop one of the critical skills for managing your finances. At the end of the month, you'll have a 30-minute Zoom call with a financial advisor to review your work, offer some feedback, give you some tips, and some guidance. After a year, you'll have a complete financial plan. But more important, you'll have begun developing the skills and habits you need to succeed. Find out more at focusedwealthadvisors.com/field. While you're there, download your free copy of 3 wealth hacks you can use today. Start taking more control of your finances and your future today. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/field to learn more. And now, back to the show.
Now, what happens if you want to put more money in the tax-free bucket, but you make too much to qualify for a Roth IRA? Well, there's something called a backdoor Roth. And the way that you do that is to put money into a traditional IRA, but non-deductible. So you would put it in a traditional IRA and not take the deduction for it. And you don't want to leave it there because the non-deductible IRA is almost the worst of all possible worlds. You know, you don't get a deduction for it now, and you've got to pay tax, ordinary income tax on all the growth on it when you pull it out in retirement. But if you put the money into a non-deductible IRA and then shortly after that convert it into a Roth, even if you make too much money to put money into a Roth directly, you can still put, as long as you've got earned income, you can still put money into a traditional IRA, even if it's non-deductible, and then you can convert it because there's no limit on the conversion. You can convert as much of your traditional IRAs as you want to. Now, we typically don't do a lot of that in any one year because the conversion is taxable. So if you've put money into an IRA and you've either taken a deduction for it or you've got growth in the meantime, then that deposit or that growth will be taxable when you convert it. But if you put it into an IRA, don't take the deduction, and then shortly after that, convert it into a Roth, there won't be any growth and you won't have taken a deduction. So it's just going to be like putting money into a Roth in the first place. It's just that you can do it even if you make too much to otherwise qualify for a Roth IRA. Now, should you put money in an IRA at all? That's the sort of last thing that we want to touch on. And that comes down to managing taxes for the future and managing your ultimate income streams later on is all about coordinating different benefits back and forth. And we'll discuss this further in more depth in other episodes where we cover employee benefits and whatnot. But the general rule of thumb is if you work at a place that has a 401k and that matches contributions, that they put money in alongside you, that if you put money in, they put money in too, the first thing you want to do is put money into the 401k until you maximize the amount that the company will put in. So maximize the match, for example, that they would put in along with it. Once you've hit that match, then frequently Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it makes sense to, once you've hit that point, then to switch over and start putting money into a Roth IRA. And when you hit the maximum on the Roth IRA, if you still want to put more money in, you would switch back and put more money into the 401k. So if you're really determined to save money for retirement, you'd start with the 401k, maximize the match, switch over, put your $6,000 into the Roth IRA. And then when you hit that point, switch back over into the 401k and keep putting money in. So here's your 30-minute action item. Do you have enough in the bank? Do you have money in beyond what you need in an emergency cash reserve and that you don't need for another goal in the meantime that you can put away for retirement? If it's still before tax day, you have that opportunity to put money into an IRA, whether it be traditional or Roth. So your 30-minute action item is to take a look at how much you put away for last year and how much you've got in the bank. And if you have that additional amount that you can commit to the long term, you can put it into an IRA and you just have to pick which flavor. If you want more information on whether or not you should think about a traditional or a Roth IRA, you can go to our website, focusedwealthadvisors.com. And if you go to /Roth IRA, you can download a quick comparison sheet to help you understand whether the traditional or the Roth is a better idea for you. So that's focusedwealthadvisors.com/ROTHIRA. And that will give you a worksheet that will tell you which one is better for you. I'm Steve Wershing, and I'll talk to you again on the next episode of 30 Minute Money.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or like the Stephen Wershing CFP Facebook page, and feel free to leave us a suggestion for what topics you would like to hear discussed on the show. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Focus Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are separate entities.